WPGC presents another two-hour special on Those Oldies But Goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon.
Hello, Sunday night, Washington, D.C. Shannon on the radio with Those Oldies But Goodies. 2 hours of your favorite oldies brought in some tonight I don't think you've heard in quite some time. Go back and tell some stories and check some years and check some of the greatest oldies of all time. Kicking off with a guy who only had one hit. His name, Robin McNamara. Do you remember this one? Lay a little lovin' on me. Come on, honey, I depend upon it. So doggone it, lay a little lovin' on me. Robin McNamara from 1970. Good song, too. Lay a little lovin' on me. Good evening, Sunday night. Shadow on the radio with Those Oldies But Goodies right here on WPGC. Between 10 and 11, we feature the songs from the 70s and the 60s. Then we go back in the 50s and the early 60s after 11 o'clock. Occasionally, I'll throw a 50s song in here, so stay on your toes. Here's a song that I call one of those forgotten oldies. You won't remember it until you hear it, but it's from 1972. It was wintertime here in D.C., and this record went to number 5 right on this radio station. A guy named Austin Roberts, written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. Something's wrong with me, can't get you off my mind.
Something's wrong with me, can't
get you off my mind. WPGC, Something's Wrong With Me. Austin Roberts, remember that one, huh? I said the name Austin Roberts, no one said, who in the hell is Austin Roberts? But when you play the record, you can remember the band. I do. I said, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote the song. I'm wrong. Bobby Hart wrote the song, along with a guy named Danny Jansen. Remember Boyce and Hart? What's the name of that song? I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Shannon with the Oldies, Sunday night, got a request from a girl named Lydia. She said, I know you can't find this one. It's a mid-chart oldie from 1966. September was the year, Lydia, that Leon Russell, who's known primarily as a rock and roll kind of a guy, long hair and the piano and on the tour. He had Tightrope and a bunch of other songs. He was on the Bangladesh tour. He was a producer and arranger. He worked with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and as a matter of fact, he produced this song from 66. Brian Hyland. This ought to bring back some memories. Thing called The Joker Went Wild.
Joker Went Wild.
WPGC. Whatever happened to him, Brian Hyland? Remember his first hit record, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini? Enough of that honky rock, let's get to Motown.
I know you wanna leave me, but
WPGC, one of the all-time great party records, the Stones re-recorded it, but I'm sorry, Mick, you didn't do the right job. As original, Temptations Ain't Too Proud to Beg. My name is Scott Shannon. I've got the oldies with goodies until midnight tonight. Coming up next is one of my least favorite songs of all time, but a young lady requested it, and she had a very nice letter. So coming up next is the Poppy Family.
Now open the WPGC Blood Manor. Blood Manor, filled with 10 years of great horror. You'll scream, crawl, grab for friends or strangers. Acclaimed by the London Telegraph, America's most gruesome house. Maryland Magazine, so full of movement that it nearly flies. Washington Star, Total Fright. Daily Mirror, sickest show on earth. Washington Post, Theater of Horror. WPGC Blood Manor, a fundraising event for the Creative Arts Forum, directed by Loretta Beasley and Itzy Atkins production. Ticket information, 292-9333. Located routes 210 and 373, exit 3B, south off the Beltway.
When you take pictures with your 35mm camera, you put a lot of love into those pictures. Well, now at Drug Fair, you can get more out of those special shots with Drug Fair's new Master Color Custom 35 prints. Prints that measure a full 4x6 inches, almost 38% larger than prints you normally get from 35mm film. Larger prints means you can really see your subject in all the rich, glorious color you intended. And of course, if you're not satisfied with the way any or all of your prints turn out, you can always leave them with us at no charge. That's Drug Fair's exclusive unconditional love them or leave them policy. So the next time you shoot a roll of 35mm color print film, bring it into Drug Fair and ask for Master Color Custom 35 prints. Large 4x6 inch prints with a glossy finish and brilliant colors. Available at Drug Fair's everyday low price. Remember, Master Color Custom 35 prints. Bigger and better shots of the people and places you love at your nearby Drug Fair.
If you're looking for great oldies, the place to go is the Great Oldies Store. I'm talking about Jack's Oldies in College Park, of course. The greatest little doo-wop shop in town. He's got a lot of singles, a lot of albums, a lot of great oldies from 50 all the way up through 77. Rare collectibles. I had several calls this week. People wanted to know where I said you could pick up a copy of Silver Spring by Fleetwood Mac. Of course, you can pick it up at Jack's, Oldies. He's got plenty of great oldies. He's got the original Sun Records, Motown Records. He's got plenty of Motown. He's a Motown freak. He's worse than Elliot. He's got all kinds of... He's always got a Motown sale going on. Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Four Tops, Mary Wells. So check him out. Jack's little oldie store, just off the Beltway. That's Route 1 towards Laurel, next door to Pete's Liquor Store. It's across the street from that... place that rents little colleges. Cottages has a big swimming pool there. Jack's Oldies, the phone number there is 345-8181.
Those oldies, my goodies. Which way you going, Billy?
Summertime, 1965, WPGC, Jackie DeShannon, cute little pug-nosed blonde from California. What the world needs now is love. Good evening, Scott Shannon with the oldies right here on the radio. And we get a lot of mail all the time about the oldies, a lot of phone calls. People want to know, hey, settle this argument for me. And like, for instance, this afternoon when I was doing the show, over in Studio B, someone calls and says, hey, who did the original on You've Lost That Love and Feeling, the new one by the Hall & Oates Band? Of course, it was the Righteous Brothers. You've Lost That Love and Feeling. Their first big hit was a song called Little Latin Loopy Lou. They were a fairly popular duo in Southern California for quite a while before they hit it big nationally, thanks to Phil Spector. And You've Lost That Love and Feeling. Their second big one was Soul and Inspiration. That was a good song. Got a lot of mail this week, as I said. And if you want to write and request a special oldie or a question, you write Scott Shannon's Oldies, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington 20027. And of all the letters I got this week, I didn't get one request for a Tommy James record. So I think that must be some kind of omen. That means play a Tommy James song or something like that. I don't know. Anyway. WPGC. Friend of mine. Guys had many, many hits. Tommy James, still recorded in New York City, New York. That's Crimson and Clover. My name is Shannon, and welcome into the Sunday Night Oldies Show. We do it every night, every Sunday night, 10 to midnight. Matter of fact, next up, a guy was born in Somerville, Massachusetts, home of many, many famous rock and roll stars. This guy was in the service. He was in the Signal Corps from Korea. He got out of the service. He said, I want to be a star. I'm moving to Hollywood. And he started as a comedian, some of the little nightclubs around Los Angeles. In 1961, after failing to become a successful comedian, TV star, actor, he gave up. He got in a little singing group called the Cordials. And one night, him and the leader of the Cordials, a guy named Leonard Capizzi. You remember Leonard, don't you? They were sitting around the house. They said, let's write something goofy. It was about this time of the year, before Halloween. And they wrote a song called Monster Mash. And they just thought it was a, you know, a kick. They didn't take it seriously. And they were singing it one day in the car with a producer by the name of Gary Paxton. And Gary says, hey, wait a minute, that's a great record. Let's go record that thing. And I said, you're crazy, Gary. He liked it and he released it. And in 1962, the record went to number one on the charts. And oddly enough, as we mentioned last week, the Shirelles had a record that came on the charts a couple of times. Monster Mash was released again in 1970, and our buddy, Bobby Pickett, who was the guy who wrote and recorded the song, was not doing too well. Again, he was driving a taxi cab in San Francisco, and the producer, Gary Paxton, released it again, as I said, and the record was a smash again, and Bobby Boris Pickett was driving a cab, and he heard it on the radio in San Francisco, and he got a hold of his producer, and he said, yeah, I couldn't find you, so I just put it out, so... Consequently, he had to stop driving a cab, and he went back on tour on the Dick Clark Oldie shows. And as a matter of fact, I was working as a disc jockey in Nashville, and he stopped by the station. We did a little interview with him. The famous Bobby Boris Pickett. I imagine now he's back to driving a cab, though. But the record still sounds good. Monster Mash. WPGC, you're going to hear that one again, I'm sure, this year. Halloween approaching. Bobby Bars Pickett and the Monster Mash with Shannon and the Oldies. Woo! Arthur Conley from Georgia and that sweet soul music, baby.
Do you like good music?
WPGC, Macon, Georgia's Arthur Conley, good friend of the late Otis Redding and sweet soul music, Scott Shannon with the Oldies till midnight tonight. Coming up next, the story of a group who named themselves after a bowling alley they hang around in Newark, New Jersey. If you're into oldies, check out Jack's Oldies, a brand new oldies store. It's a little place, but it's kind of quaint and, it's fun. Drop by and say hi to Jack. Tell him you heard about it right here on the Scott Shannon Oldies Show on Sunday night. He specializes in 45 RPMs. He's got a lot of records with the sleeves, the picture sleeves, back when they had those out. And rare copies. He's got, like, plenty of copies of Stabe and Maurice Williams. If you're looking for an Elvis record, he's got about all of them. And he's always got a sale on Motown records. He loves those Motown oldies. He's even got the Kim Weston record, Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me for a Little While. Jack's Oldies Store. He's kind of wacko, but he's got a great shop. Just off the Beltway on Route 1 towards Laurel. The exact address, get a pencil, write it down. 10210 Baltimore Avenue. It's 345-8181 if you want to call him. That number is 345-8181. Jack's Oldies.
WPGC Sound Off.
This Sound Off is dedicated to those people who love to hog the left lane of the Beltway. There are signs posted throughout the Beltway saying, slower traffic, keep right. Slower traffic, keep right. Yet I see so many slower vehicles monopolizing the left lane, oblivious to the traffic buildup behind them. Nobody can pass them. Please, motorists, regard the signs on the Beltway and have consideration for others. If you're impeding traffic, please move to the right so that others may pass. A listener in Silver Spring.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
Did you know the Four Seasons started off with the name The Four Lovers? That's right, The Four Lovers. And before that, they were The Veritones. Although they were incomplete as The Four Seasons, started out with a guy named Tommy DeVito and Frankie Valli. And then a fellow who had a couple of hits, Bob Gaudio. He's with a group called the Short Shorts. The Royal Teens had a hit called Short Shorts. Remember that? He wears short shorts. We wear short shorts. Anyway, they changed the name to The Four Lovers, and then The Four Seasons. Why The Four Seasons? Well, there's a bowling alley they used to hang around in Newark called The Four Seasons. They said, well, let's name our group after our bowling alley. And they had so many hits. Their first hit came under the name of The Four Lovers back in 56. It just was a kind of a mediocre hit called You're the Apple of My Eye. It was on RCA Records. And then they hit it big in 62. Ugh, Sherry Baby, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Candy Girl, Marlena, Stay. They even had a Christmas hit called Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Remember Dawn, Ronnie, Ragdoll? They had a lot of hits. People forget that. Big Man in Town, Save It for Me, Girl Come Running, Let's Hang On, Working My Way Back to You. They had the original, Tell It to the Rain. Here's one of my favorite Four Seasons songs called Big Man in Town. WPGC. Four Seasons gave us so many great records. That one, Big Man in Town. The falsetto voice. That's been around for a long time, hasn't it? Frankie Valli used it. Remember the kid from Nashville, Tennessee, my buddy Larry Henley, who sang lead for the New Beats? Bread and Butter. Remember that? Bread and Butter and Run Baby Run, Tough Little Buggy. Who else used the falsetto voice to go to the top of the charts? How about a guy named Luigi Sacco? Yeah, you know him, don't you, right? Luigi Sacco changed his name to Lou Christie. Started singing with a group called The Classics. And in 1960, took a drive down to Pittsburgh. They were from upper Pennsylvania. And they decided they were going to record a record. Lou Christie, hometown Glen Willard, Pennsylvania. Never been there, probably never will make it. And he signed a recording deal in Pittsburgh. Label called C&C Records. I know you've got all their hits. Anyway, him and his girlfriend, a girl he was seeing, named Twyla Herbert, recorded a song called The Gypsy Cried. And it was released, became a big local hit, and then they sold a song to a label in New York called Roulette Records. And Lou Christie went on to have many, many records. This was his second record from 1963.
I don't want the
WPGC FM Morningside. And the beat goes on.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Yay, yay, yay. I was tossing and turning all night. That's tossing and turning. The guy's name, Bobby Turner. Bobby Lewis. Where is Bobby Turner? Bobby Lewis. Whew. My mind's going at a young age, folks. Tossing and turning. Good song. Bobby Lewis. And I saw Bobby perform at one of those fantastic Alan Lee Oldies shows at the Warner Theater last year. He was very, very good. This is Scott Shannon with those oldies but goodies until midnight tonight. Here's the group for you. The Isley Brothers, huh? 1962, America was crazed with a brand new dance called The Twist. Hank Ballard wrote the song, Chubby Checker took the credit and had the big hit. Everywhere you look, twist clubs, nightclubs, twist clothes, twist shoes, everything, all kinds of cheapo, quickie, minute-and-a-half records. You know the music business, the record business, always ready to jump in on a fad. Remember The Streak by Ray Stevens? If it's going on in America, you know someone's going to write and record a song about it. Chubby Checker had The Twist, but one of the biggest twist records came from a group of brothers. Their home, Cincinnati. They'd already had one big hit record called Shout. And in 62, they wrote and recorded this huge twist record. The Beatles would later re-record and also have a hit with it. The song was Twist and Shout. Oh, turn this one up. You'll love it. Come on. WPGC. My, those boys can rock and roll. Twist and Shout, the original by the Isley Brothers, and then the re-record by the Beatles. Have you ever seen the Beatles in person? Did you ever get the chance? Phew. I saw them in Indianapolis, Indiana, outside. And I was just a little baby DJ. Wasn't even DJ, just a little baby, period. And none of my friends were into the Beatles. They didn't know anything about music, really, so I had my mother drop me off. Went by myself. Always a great way to go to concerts, right? And I just stood there mesmerized. I mean, Jackie DeShannon was on the bill. And the guy that recorded, remember Haunted House? I just moved him a new house today, that guy. Gene Simmons, not the one from Kiss. I heard a disc jockey over on Wash a couple months ago. He played the Haunted House or something, and he said, Gene Simmons, now with Kiss. It's not the same Gene Simmons. It's a different Gene Simmons. He's an old guy. He was the lead singer for Bill Black's Combo. And I think the Righteous Brothers toured with the Beatles for a while also. Anyway, when the Beatles came on, the entire place was just in pandemonium. The girls were screaming and crying and throwing things. And couldn't really hear the music that well because of all the noise in the audience. But it was definitely a high point in my youth. The Beatles. Shannon here with the oldies but goodies. You know a guy named Benjamin Franklin Pay, P-E-A-Y, born in Camden, South Carolina? Had his first hit record way back in 1959. His last hit record was in 1970. In between, this amazing man has managed to have 18 gold records. Some people would give the left arm to have one. He's got 18 on his wall. He's still recording today for a small label in New York. He lives very modestly with his wife and his lovely family just outside New York City. Benjamin Franklin Pay. Probably don't recognize it, but you would if I told you that he changed his name to Brooke Benton. His first hit record from 1959. Ladies and gentlemen, Brooke Benton, it's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time.
January 1959 on WPGC, and then miraculously in February of 1970, Tony Joe Wright wrote a song for Mr. Brooke Benton. Brooke went down to Miami and recorded it. It was a top five smash, rainy night in Georgia.
Hoover and
WPGC, his voice is still fine. Mr. Brooke Benton, very, very nice man. 1970, as I said, written by Mr. Tony Joe. Whatever happened to Tony Joe? Huh? Remember Polk Salad Annie? The gator got your granny? Scott Shannon on WPGC till midnight with, those oldies but goodies. I found a record back at the WPGC Oldies Library that I've never heard of. And it had a weird name. It's by a group called The Revels. R-E-V-E-L-S. I imagine I can call my buddy Jack over Jack's Hole. He'll tell me all about it. But the song is called Church Key. And it's kind of an instrumental, but there's a part here where, you know, where they go, dun-dun-dun-dun, and the guy says, Church Key. And it's kind of cute. I'm going to play it for you, see if anybody remembers it. And it's a funny thing, because there's a girl that comes on, and she kind of laughs. And for that part in the record, she got her name on the record, Barbara Atkins. The famous Barbara Atkins, right? Anyway, this is about 2 minutes long. It's kind of cute. I remember back in the old days, the guys that drank a lot of beer in their 57 Chevy would have a church key on the mirror hanging there or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, 1959. Let me start it from the beginning here. Here's Church Key. Yeah.
Church Key.
Oh. There you go. Oh, sorry, Barbara. Barbara Atkins, she's a big star. That's Church Key. I imagine that Linda Ronstadt maybe record that soon and put it out. Church Key. I looked in a research book, and I could not find it. Must have been just a local hit here in Washington. Not growing up here, I never heard the record before, but it's not that bad.
Church Key.
WPGC Shannon with those oldies but goodies. Here's one from 1960. Went to number one on the charts from the Drifters. WPGC, you can dance with him, but baby, he better say the last dance for me, because you're going home with me tonight. Drifters, 1960. Shannon with the oldies, coming up next, one of the greatest Platters records ever. That's next on the Oldies But Goodies Show.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Still. WPGC, one of my favorite songs. I've been trying to get that on for quite some time. Play that for all the folks out in Beltsville. Got a nice letter from a bunch of wackos that listen every Sunday night. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And if you want to write a letter to the WPGC Oldies Show, send it to me, Scott Shannon, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington 20027. Tell me what you want to hear and who for, and I get it right on. Thanks for all the nice letters this week. Thanks to who all wrote this week? Tanya and Cindy out in Springfield, and Donna Hamill in Alexandria. Who else here? Paul Robert William Clark. Got enough names there, Paul? From Suitland. Let's see here. Bill Shaw from Burtonsville. I got some old Beatles coming up a little later. I want to hear some Righteous Brothers. Don out in Falls Church. Appreciate the nice calls and letters. How about the novelty songs? How long has Dickie Goodman been doing songs like Jaws? And what was that? Election, Campaign 72. Dickie Goodman used to be one half of a duo called Buchanan and Goodman. They had their first big hit many, many years ago when they spliced together a bunch of songs and they called it Flying Saucer.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed.
We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
If
you watch TV in the daytime or at nighttime, you know the name Wink Martindale. game show host. Originally from Bells, Tennessee, he was born Winston Conrad, but you can't be a disc jockey when your name is Winston Conrad. He changed it to Wink Martindale. Started out a little station in Jackson, Tennessee, called WPIL, where he hosted the Country Music Countdown. Got his big break back in 1953, moved to WHBQ, Memphis, Tennessee. That's the station that started Elvis Presley, as a matter of fact. Dewey Phillips on the night show, Red, White, and Blue. It's the first disc jockey to ever play a song by Elvis Presley. Anyway, Wink Martindale was on WHBQ, and he got another big break. Station in Los Angeles, KFWB, says, Wink, come on out here. We need a morning man. You be the morning disc jockey like Elliot and Woodside. And then he got a TV show called Dance Party out in Los Angeles. And in 1959, he signed with Dot Records. Did you know Wink Martindale had a hit record? That's right. Back in 1959, he recorded a song called Deck of Cards. Sounded like this.
You see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, an almanac, and a prayer book. And friends, the story is true. I know. I was that soldier.
Those oldies are beauties.
WPGC, 1959. The group got their name from another hit record by the Rays called Silhouettes. Says, that's a good name. Let's call our group the Silhouettes. And they did that. And you can get that record over Jack's Oldies. He's got it in stock right now. He's closed on Sundays, but you can get it on Monday. Jack's Oldies, brand new oldies. A little place over on Route 1 going towards Lowell. You get off the Beltway at the College Park exit, and you go outside the Beltway, Route 1. It's on the left there, just past that Holiday Inn. He's got all kinds of great oldies. He's always having a sale on Motown singles. Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Mary Wells, Four Tops. Go on by and tell them you heard about it on WPGC. Jack's Oldies, 10210 Baltimore Avenue. That phone number is 345-8181. Coming up next, a hit record by one of the most distinctive voices in the history of rock and roll.
You hear a lot of claims these days for shampoos that condition, conditioners that last for days. But take it from me, Vidal Sassoon, no one product can do it all. For strong, shining, healthy-looking hair, you need my three simple steps. Shampoo, protein remoisturizer, finishing rinse. We call it Sassooning.
If you don't look good,
Sassoon products are among the many sale-priced items you'll find now during Drug Fair's Triple Feature Sale. 8-ounce bottles of Sassoon shampoo or finishing rinse are just two for $3.33. 2-ounce tubes of Sassoon remoisturing cream are only two for $1.59. There are dozens of other health and beauty care items on sale now at Drug Fair. Plus household needs, automotive products, groceries, and more. Many at dollar day savings. Many at 1 cent savings. Many at 2-4 savings. Come on into Drug Fair and save during the triple feature sale going on now.
WPGC Sound Off.
Markham Plate is aimed at large construction trucks who transport gravel and small stones piled high above the sides of the vehicle. With every bump or jarring movement, the stones spill out, becoming small missiles of destruction to the car behind. They crack windshields, headlights, and play absolute havoc with the paint surface of your car. I've even been hit in the neck when one of these stone bullets glanced off the pavement. Fortunately, it was not my eye. I know it's the law not to have cargo piled that high without being tied down in some way. Why aren't the police aware of it? Couldn't these trucks be forced to tie down their freight with a tarp of some sort? Of course, the real solution to the problem is not to load the vehicle in this fashion in the first place. A listener in Fairfax.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
Those oldies are
beauties.
The Viscounts. Remember that song, Harlem Nocturne? One of the all-time great instrumentals. This is Scott Shannon with those oldies but goodies. You want to drop a line? The address is Shannon's Oldies, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, 20027, 1958 was the year for one of my favorite love songs from the Everly Brothers.
Dream.
WPGC and the oldies but goodies, Chicago's Jerry Butler. I love that song. For Your Precious Love, Scott Shannon. In the waning minutes of the two-hour oldie special, we do it again next Sunday night at 10. So here's a song from 1958. Good song. The group, The Elegants, the song.
Where are you, little star?
Little star. One of the all-time great doo-wop songs. You're a thousand miles away. That about wraps it up for Scott Shannon and those oldies but goodies. I invite you to join me again next Sunday night at 10 o'clock for more. Thanks for listening and good night.
Good night.